Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It once more, we have Mindy Schmitz. She is the Jamestown Arts Center Executive Director. And Mindy, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me again, Warren. Appreciate it.
Of course, we love having you on, and we're going to have you on here a couple of more times because, you know, we want to highlight the Jamestown Downtown Arts Market, but also all the different things happening with the Arts Center. So let's start there with the Arts Market, Mindy. Such a great success for these past 2 weeks, and it continues here on Thursday, right?
Yep. Tomorrow night, rain or shine. If it's raining, we're going to have it inside the Art Center.
Okay.
But we have the Ryan Keplin Band, and he's back for the second season. He's a great fiddler from the northern North Dakota area.
Okay.
And then opening up will be the Northern Plains Dance folks from Bismarck, and they're going to have an interactive dance with the audience. So that's going to be pretty exciting. And just a reminder about the market, we're always looking for vendors, for artists and vendors. So please get a hold of us if you're interested.
Absolutely. And then next week?
The next week is open mic night and the Steve Kuykendall Band. So come on down and show off your talents.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody knows Steve Kuykendall is synonymous with open mic night for sure. So get down there, bring your lawn chair and enjoy just an evening there at the Downtown Arts Park from 5:30 to 8 every Thursday, not on the 4th of July. We want to remind people of that. And Mindy, summertime is here. Summer camps.
Summer camps.
Coming up.
Yep, we have got great summer camp lineups. The next one starts Monday, actually, and it's German folk art paper cutting.
Okay.
And so if kids are interested, come on down to the Arts Center and sign them up or go on our website, jamestownarts.com. Okay. And then we take the week of the July 4th off, but then July 8th, we have a jewelry jam camp session, and then exploring nature and culture through the arts on July 15th. And then our popular theater camp is July 24th. And then I think this is going to be really fun. July 29th through the 1st, it's the horsing around camp. There'll actually be horses and horse painting and,
awesome.
And anything connected to horses. So I think that's going to be awesome.
That's going to be fantastic. Parents who worry about their kids horsing around, that'll be the one to send them to.
Perfect. Yep. We'll take them off their hands. Yeah,
exactly. Mindy Schmitz joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. We're talking about all the things happening at the Jamestown Arts Center. So sign up for those upcoming camps, like Mindy pointed out. And a great exhibit, Mindy, that gets the community and the region involved. It's coming up again here. And we want people to send in their submissions for this, right?
Yeah. Already our deadline for the Jamestown Fine Arts Association annual show is July 1st.
Yeah.
And so we encourage anybody, and all mediums are accepted.
Yeah.
Artists can submit up to 3 pieces. So let us know and we'll get you as part of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. If you know an artist or if you're an artist yourself, you can contact the Art Center to get your piece in and everything for that. So summer camps, we've got the art show, we've got the ongoing arts market. It is just a busy time at the Art Center.
Yep. And one more thing, Warren.
Yeah.
Starting in our gallery on June 20th is the Walter Peel retrospectives. We've got all things Walter Peel in our gallery. It's starting to shape up and it looks just fantastic.
Oh, awesome. Fantastic. And of course, the arts gallery, always open and free to the public. Mindy.
Always open and free to the public. You
all
bet.
Right. Very good. So Mindy, anybody has questions about these, getting their kids signed up for summer camp? There's a lot of ways that they can get involved and we always want them to stop by, but if they can't, there's other ways.
Yep. Give us a call, 251-2496, or visit us on the web, jamestownarts.com.
Perfect. Very good. Mindy, anything else with the Art Center you want to mention?
No, that's it. Thanks for having us.
All right. Always hitting it. Again, get information. Get to the Arts Park. Celebrate the Jamestown Arts Center. Mindy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.